Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Birds bringing us back. One of the classics. Welcome back. 17 Tail, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rich Galen is our guest, our good friend, political operative extraordinaire, longtime Brain Trust member, and his website is mullings.com, where you'll read his twice-weekly cyber column. He'll also send that to you. I encourage you to let him do that. Rich, thanks again for being here. You know, Rich, one of the things that I've observed over the last 25 years, it seems, is we've lost so many institutions. And, you know, a lot of institutions aren't the Congress, the U.S. Congress. Some institutions are just ideas, right? Things that a bit of colored ribbon is, as Napoleon called it. They're just ideas that somehow you and I had faith in those ideas, but now the more we know about them, the more we find out that maybe they weren't so great. One of those things I think we're learning about now was an institution that I think we're learning more maybe now about than we really wanted to know is the delegate selection issue. Yeah. I didn't know that if you won Pennsylvania, you got 14 electorate of delegates, and 50 of them went to the convention unencumbered. I mean, I didn't know that.
No, nobody. Very few people do. The only people that generally know that are the political directors.
And I don't have a life. I track these things.
Yeah, I know. It is a very, very strange system, and I think Trump is correct. It is rigged. And it was rigged against him. In one of the columns, I said he has learned that there's a difference between delegate collection, with a C,
right,
which is winning the popular vote, and delegate selection, which is actually getting the people elected by their state parties to represent.
And folks, this is both parties. I mean, this segment, I want to talk about both parties, because you got the super delegates, which basically meant that Hillary was coronated on the Democrat side because of her superdelegates.
I mean, and they did so, that. The Democrats did that specifically to protect themselves against somebody like Donald Trump just kind of waltzing in and taking over the control of the party. That so many of
if
these
he had decided to run as a Democrat, he would be the Democrat nominee right now.
I think you're probably right. I think that's probably right.
Yeah.
He would be
the Bernie alternative, but the thing is that now we're seeing more than ever before the autocracy of the republic of the parties of the political parties of the machinery and the backroom stuff that goes on that gets people elected. We didn't know before. We in our naivete and ignorance, we thought it was one man, one vote, right?
Yeah, well, but that's part of that pesky confederacy that we go all the way back to. You know, these parties, the RNC and the DNC have very limited powers in terms of telling the states how to choose their people that are going to go help nominate a president. The states have that power. And, in fact, the Constitution gives that power to states when it comes to how to choose electors. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that it has to be, you know, whoever wins the state gets the electors for the Electoral College. The governor can just, in Missouri, they could just decide the governor gets to pick the electors, and that's that. Don't bother coming here to vote.
Yeah, and the thing is, though, but we didn't know that before. I mean, I don't think most people knew, had ever come up before like it has this time.
No, it never has, because we've never had anybody who was so far outside the system and had such their staff had such limited history in the process that they had literally no idea. The Trump campaign had no idea how this worked, and they were just shocked.
Right.
And that's why they brought in the guy named Paul Manafort, who actually does know how to do it and knows other people who know how to do it. And
this is part of this is the wages. This is the product of a party pulling itself apart. When you pull yourself apart, the ugly underbelly gets exposed, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know that. I don't know it takes pulling the. I mean, all you got to do is pull off the bedclothes, and you get the same thing. You don't have to pull the patient. You don't have to pull the patient into four pieces.
But that's what happened,
though. Pretty well. Well, but I'm not so sure. We'll see what happens, as we said in the last segment, whether people, you know, kind of get together behind Trump or, you know, Hillary on the Democratic side. When you look at what we call the cross tabs, the cross tabulations, the age differential between the people that are voting for Hillary in these primaries and the people that are voting for Sanders in these primaries is as shocking as it could possibly be. And if there wasn't a long-term, decades-long love affair with Hillary Clinton amongst many of the press corps, that would be a real talking point in this campaign.
Right.
That 60% of people over 60 vote for Hillary, 60% of people under 29 vote for Bernie.
Right.
And the question that hasn't been asked, and maybe you can't ask it. I'm not a pollster, so I don't understand the statistics. But I would love to see a poll that asked Sanders voters. Whether they would vote are more comfortable voting for Hillary or more comfortable voting for Trump in terms.
Are you surprised that age hasn't even been brought up along the way this year?
Well, no, they're all my age. What's wrong with you?
I know, but my point is that the press or no one has brought up age.
No, that's right. Well, it's you know that.
I mean, Sanders is in his 70s. Hillary and Trump will be in their 70 when they finish their first term.
Oh, no, Trump's already 70. Hillary's
I thought he was 69.
You might be right. Yeah. He might be 69.
Hold on to that thought. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Dems. And there's a case before the Supreme Court right now with the former governor of Virginia that I want to ask Rich about. He knows a little bit about it. And ask him if that case correlates to any of the stuff that Hillary has done. Some of the stuff that she's gotten herself into. We'll talk about that campaign after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.